Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Trudy Jean Evans is here. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Going back many years, she's the president and founder of the Raven Group, which is a company that helps people develop the relationships that they have with their employees and with other people around them. She's the author of the Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. She's our good friend Trudy Jean Evans. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Trudy Jean, As I was telling the audience you were going to be here, I was talking about what I consider to be the hardest job on planet Earth. That's being a small business owner. And clearly the reason is because it is so multifaceted. I'm pretty sure I don't know any Fortune 100 CEOs who could drop into a 25 employee, a 15 employee small business with a lot of stuff going on and be happy doing that job. There's just so many things going on. It's just so much multifaceted, and it's not just X's and O's. It's not just blocking and tackling. There's an awful lot of emotional stuff and interpersonal stuff going on that it complicates it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've been doing a lot of business coaching with small business owners, and that's one of the things that we talk a lot about is we talk about emotional intelligence, which is more than over and above outcomes and results and the financial perspective of the business and growing revenue. It's all about, in fact, I do work off of what Daniel Goleman, who is a psychologist and a science journalist, he wrote a book back in 1995 called Emotional Intelligence, and he talks about five aspects. So that you have to have self-awareness, you have to understand what you do really well and where you need help and where you have opportunity for development. Then you need to be able to self-regulate. You need to be able to make changes where you need to make them. And then he talks about three other aspects that help a small business owner that they forget about, and that is empathy, motivation, and social skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because many small business owners, as you say, they think of multifaceted from I have to market, you know, I have to hire, I have to drive business, I have to, you know, understand the financial end of my business, but they also have to have all that stuff that seems a little bit intangible.
Well, and here's how it really becomes complicated. You know, when you're buying, you're buying. When you're selling, you're selling. When you're doing financing stuff, you're doing financing stuff. When you're hiring, you're hiring. But in every one of those disciplines, this emotional intelligence stuff overlays all of those. You're never without the need to understand these things, are you?
No, and you know what? What I find interesting is when you sit down and you talk to a small business owner and you start to uncover where are they really great and how are they capitalizing that, and where are there opportunities for them to be even greater? You can see the light bulb going off that they might be self-aware. So, for example, I have someone that, you know, it's the little stuff. He ends up talking too much. You know, he just doesn't know when to stop. So we talk about he knows it, but now where does he move from self-awareness into self-regulation?
Right.
How does he catch himself and understand it's all within his own self-control that he can be able to, you know, make that change from again, any small business owner, if whatever it is that they understand the move from being able to be self-aware to self-regulate.
You know, Trudy Jean, when you it's so interesting to hear you say, talk about being self-aware and self-regulating. The thing that I think is in the middle there is something that I've talked about before on the show, something I learned many decades ago, and that's self-analysis. And, you know, you can't do self-analysis if you aren't self-aware. If you aren't capable of saying, okay, maybe I'm not perfect. Now, you know, it's probably not likely, but maybe I'm not perfect. Then you're capable of saying, okay, Let's do a self-analysis. A self-analysis is basically where you evaluate, you replay the movie in your mind of the sales call you just had or the experience mm-hmm. you just had with another person. And then you do that thing, that second thing that you talked about. Then once you have the self-analysis done, then you do the you identify what you need to fix and you regulate. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, and I'll add to that. But one of the things under the 3 points of self-awareness is accurate self-analysis.
Yeah.
So you're right on point. You have to be able to do self-analysis. I also will add to it. I believe that it has to all begin with a desire to change.
Seek excellence.
If you have a desire that you want to enhance your social skills, you want to network more, and you're shy, if you have the desire first, and then you say, my self-awareness is, I'm too shy to network, I'm uncomfortable meeting new people. Then you say, well, what do I need to do to change that? How can I self-regulate to be able to do that? I really believe any person can do anything they
yeah.
want if they start off with that desire.
Well, what has to happen, Terry Jean, I think, is they have to have a greater desire for excellence.
Yeah. You bet.
Than their fear of the pain that they're going to get when they do self-analysis. Because self-analysis is not without pain.
Well, and you know, I met with a gentleman yesterday, and that was one of the things we were talking about, because he happens to need to be better at networking, and he's very shy. And he said, the good thing is I want to do this. I really want to do this. I want to change. He said, but this bad is I'm afraid. He said, I'm very afraid. And he even talked about, you know, I need to do better. And I said, no, you don't need to do better because you've never been doing anything wrong. You simply need to do something different.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you have a different goal in front of you. So, again, that self-assessment is crucial. And to be open and honest and truthful to yourself, because you know the truth. You might hide it from others, but you know the truth from within.
Well, and you have to say to yourself, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm not going to try to be perfect, but I can seek excellence. And I just think seeking excellence is a great little mantra to keep telling yourself. I want to seek excellence. I want to find excellence, and that means I have to improve myself. What do you think, Terry Jean?
Well, I think if when you seek excellence, what you do is, if again, as a small business owner, if you seek it for yourself, then you begin to seek it for your employees.
Yeah.
You begin to seek excellence for your vendors. So all of a sudden, now you raise the bar for your own personal belief.
And you have
which
become...
will pull everybody else up.
And you've become a leader. Give
you bet.
Terry Jean, give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.theraven.com.
TheRavenGroupInc.com. The book is called The Pied Piper Principle. Trudy Jean Evans and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.